Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always such a joy to know you're out there. You're learning from the Word of God. You're hearing what God has to say to you in your own heart. And that's why I always want to start with prayer, because we want to open our hearts and minds to allow the Lord to place within us whatever His desire is. And so let's go to Him in prayer as we begin our study today. Heavenly Father, we know that You want us to know about You. You want to teach us Your word. You want to teach us Your ways. Lord, as we're conformed in Your image day by day, as Your word says, from glory to glory, we know that comes by not only reading Your word, but understanding it and applying it to our lives. And we know that it's done by Your Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth and empowers us to live in that way. So we just want to enjoy what You have to say today, Lord, and not just to mentally assent to it, but to be able to apply it to our lives so that we might be pleasing to You. Bless us with Your Holy Spirit to guide us into truth and empower us to do that today. We'll give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Worship, Rejoice with No Flesh Confidence. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3. Paul the Apostle began to give warnings and instructions to the church members in Philippi in chapter 3 of his letter. He told them to rejoice in the Lord, and he warned them to beware of dogs, evil workers, and concision. In verse 3 and in chapter 3 of the book of Philippians, Paul gives them the reasons why they should listen to his instructions. He wrote, "For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." The verse begins, "For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit." Since Paul was concerned with the Philippians conceding to those who would force or highly persuade them to be circumcised, the concision, he told the Philippian church members, they are the circumcision, which means Christians separated from the unclean multitude and truly consecrated to God. The fact that they received Jesus Christ into their lives made them circumcised in the Spirit, which worship God in the Spirit. The Philippians were Gentile believers whom the Judaizers were attempting to influence to be circumcised in the flesh. However, there was no need for this action as they were already circumcised in the Spirit. The verse goes on to say, "And rejoice in Christ Jesus." Because they were circumcised in the Spirit and worship God in the same, there was cause to rejoice in Christ Jesus. Jesus provided access to salvation, separation, and circumcision in the Spirit by His sacrifice on the cross. Therein lies the cause to glory in Him for His wonderful substitution for us. Finally, the verse says, "And have no confidence in the flesh." Because the Philippian church members were circumcised in the Spirit and worshiped God in the Spirit, they would rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh, which means they would not trust in the flesh to help them in their relationship with God. The fleshly and outwardly idea would be presented by those who were attempting to convince them. However, since they were already circumcised within, no fleshly outward action would prove or improve upon their spiritual state. As we think about Paul's words, we may not be able to relate to them as much as the Jews or Philippians did. Circumcision was given by Abraham, to Abraham by God in the book of Genesis chapter 17, and it was a symbol of the covenant between God and man. This symbol carried on for many generations, and if someone was not circumcised, they were considered not to be in a relationship with the Jews or God. Circumcision was a symbol of the cutting away of the flesh. And when Jesus died upon the cross, He defeated the influence of the flesh. And now access to God is made through Him. We have cause to rejoice in what Jesus did. And outward symbols such as circumcision have been fulfilled through Him. We should rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we should have no confidence in the flesh. And as we ponder the depths of what this means, we indeed will give all glory to God. Next time we see Paul give the Philippians more words of wisdom about the flesh. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.